With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Iran war could drive up costs for petroleum-derived products like clothes and crayons.
Crude oil goes into making more than 6,000 consumer products, ranging from computer keyboards, lipstick, tennis rackets, and chewing gum to aspirin umbrellas and nylon guitar strings. Petroleum derivatives are also used in a lot of product packaging. Shoe and apparel, trade groups, and companies that sell stuffed animals made with polyester and acrylic synthetic fibers derived from petroleum are looking at price increases or other ways to offset higher material costs. Julie Walker, New York.
A federal appeals court has blocked California's law that requires federal agents to wear identification. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The appellate court's order favors the Trump administration, which had filed a lawsuit in November challenging the 2025 law requiring federal immigration agents to wear a badge or some form of ID. The administration argued that California's law would threaten the safety of officers who are facing harassment, doxing, and violence. A three-judge panel of the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals issued an injunction pending appeal. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Democrats are celebrating an election win in Virginia that could put them slightly ahead in the national redistricting competition that President Trump triggered in an attempt to preserve his party's House majority in this year's midterms. But Tuesday's vote won't be the final round. The new Virginia maps face a court challenge and could be tossed. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 340 points, the Nasdaq rose 397. The S&P 500 index advanced by 73 points and oil hovering near $93 a barrel. This is SRN News. Texas Baptist might give up on Baylor, correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The university has approved an event featuring several homosexual speakers as a counterpart to a conservative gathering on campus, and the Baptist General Conference of Texas is not happy. BGC leaders are launching a formal review of their 140-year-old relationship with the school and might decide to end it. Baylor was founded in 1845 through the efforts of Baptist leaders, including the man who gave the institution his name, Judge R.E.B. Baylor. Michael Harrington reporting.
The European Court of Justice has ruled that a Hungarian law banning the promotion of homosexuality to children violates the European Union's treaty guaranteeing human rights and equality. Hungary's law prohibits the display of content to kids that depicts homosexuality or transgenderism, while also providing harsher penalties for crimes of pedophilia. This is SRN News. The European Union is close to approving a $106 billion loan for Ukraine.
The aim is to support Ukraine's military and meet its financial needs for the next 2 years. Cyprus, which holds the rotating EU presidency, initiated a written procedure for final approval, which is expected Thursday. The loan package has been stalled since December due to Hungary's veto linked to its demand for Russian oil supplies via Ukraine. President Zelensky says Ukraine has fixed a key pipeline, potentially paving the way for Hungary to lift its veto. Rich Thomason reporting.
Parliament has passed a bill to make cigarettes inaccessible to future generations in the UK. Children born after December 31, 2008 will never be able to buy cigarettes under the new tobacco and vapes bill. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.